what he says to be true. Yeah. Said we're here for a good time.
Welcome to Live Local Radio on this great Thursday afternoon. I'm your host, Olivia Casso, filling in for my dad, David Keyes, who's in Montana helping his mom. You're listening to us live on 97.1 FM. And remember, this show streams 24/7 online at northidahoradio.com. Tag, are you excited about anything going on this week in Sandpoint?
Say that one more time. Sorry, Olivia.
I said, are you excited about anything going on this week in Sandpoint?
We have football at home this week. That'll be big for everyone in high school. It's homecoming also. Fantastic. So that will be fun. I don't know. I don't have anything else besides that. That's what is on my top of mind right now.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I have a whole list of fun things going on in Sandpoint this weekend. So, or this week in general. So on Thursday, today, October 2nd at the Panda Theater, they will host a powerful evening beginning at 7 p.m. with a screening of Feel It All, followed by a keynote talk from a professional skier, filmmaker, and mental health advocate, Drew Peterson. There's going to be a pumpkin patch on October 3rd, and that is going to be at the You Pick Pumpkin Patch. They're going to do hay rides, and that's starting off a great little October for us. NAMI Walks Far North is going to take place on October 4th. The community is going to come together to reduce stigma around mental health and raise some funds for NAMI's free, top-rated programs that support individuals and families affected by mental health in the area. Dover Harvest Festival is going to take place on October 4th. The North Idaho End of the Season Party is going to take place October 4th as well, and you're going to join the North Idaho Trail Association in celebrating the 2025 trail season. We've got a great show lined up today, and thanks to Tag in the booth for helping us keep running things smoothly. That's my dad's note. we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Daniel Holland from Bonner General Health. Stay tuned.
This is Justin Dick, owner of 113 Main, inviting you to try our newest fall flavors. Our team is working hard on new menu items to warm you up as the temperature drops. We need your feedback. Try our daily lunch, dinner, and drink creations to help us craft a seasonal, local menu to keep you comfortable and cozy throughout the fall. Check out our website at 113mainsandpoint.com or call us at 208-946-5309.
Lace up your shoes and join NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, for NAMI Walks Far North on Saturday, October 4th from 10 to noon at Matchwood Brewery in Sandpoint. Enjoy live music, coffee, resource tables, kid-friendly activities, and a chance to stand with your neighbors for mental health support right here in Bonner County. Just show up and join in. Every step fuels advocacy, education, and hope. Together, strong enough to lift each other. Visit NAMIWalks.org/Far North.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their award-winning tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Find the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief today for a free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill. But those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX. Saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little app does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance. Are you a parent of a 2 to 8 year old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time.
Welcome back. Our first guest today is Daniel Holland from Bonner General Health. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Can you start by introducing yourself and your role at BGH?
Yeah, so like I said, my name is Daniel Holland, and I am Director of Ancillary Operations at Bonner General Health. I get asked very frequently, what does ancillary mean? Ancillary kind of refers to a general term within hospital work of non-physician-led departments or service lines that provide specifically diagnostic services to or therapy services to patients. So I technically oversee all of imaging, and then I work with laboratory as well.
Okay, fantastic. I know that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Can you share some updates on your imaging and services specific to breast cancer screening, diagnosis, and treatment?
Sure. We have a fairly robust mammo program. We do screenings all the way through lumpectomies, breast surgeries, mastectomies. And so we're, like I said, full service. We can get you in for a screening. We can get you all the way through biopsy in about 5 business days. That's a fairly quick turnaround. And for patients who need to go on because of a positive biopsy to surgery or treatment of some kind, that time and reducing that amount of time between detection and treatment is really important. We've recently been really focusing and partnering with Sandpoint Surgical, specifically Dr. Hannah Robbins, on kind of improving the patient's experience when it comes to post-positive biopsy and then actual lumpectomy. So typically what would have to happen prior to about a month ago is after you have a positive biopsy, go see Dr. Robbins. We schedule you for your lumpectomy. You'd have to come into imaging the morning of, really early, the morning of your surgery. And we'd have to do what's called a wire localization, where you'd place a wire directly into the lump or area of interest so that it can be easily identified and tracked in surgery to ensure that we remove the whole thing. One, it creates a really long day for the patient. And two, the patient leaves imaging and heads to the OR with a wire hanging out of them for however long it takes till the surgeon gets to it. We've gone now to a wireless localization process, which does multiple things. One, it's a much more, I think, civilized way to identify those lesions where we drop in a small magnetic seed, we call it, directly into the center of those lumps. That can be done up to 30 days prior to surgery now. So there isn't this huge, long, stressful day, on your surgery day. You can come in the week prior to, get that placed, and then your actual surgery day, you have a much, much shorter time, and I think it's just a much better experience for the patients themselves.
It's fantastic. So is that what they call a clip? Is that right?
Kind of.
Okay, gotcha.
It's very close. Clips we usually associate with after we do a biopsy and take a sample, we'll put a clip into where we took a sample from to ensure that when we go back and re-image, we can identify where we've taken samples from prior. And so we have different clips with different symbols on them so we can identify different lesions. This would be something separate to that. This would be post post biopsy, post clip placement, we would go in and place what we call a seed. And a seed actually allows us to use a magnetic tracer inside OR in order to actually identify exactly where that is. And then to ensure once that tissue is removed, that we removed all of that seed.
Gotcha. That makes sense. I'm wondering what are some of the lesser known imaging services available at BGH?
Sure. There is a couple of them that I think people are generally maybe not as aware of. One is called DEXA, which is a bone density scan. And that is kind of unique within imaging. It's really used mainly for screening purposes. But most of imaging has a qualitative element to it, where you're doing something and the quality of the image dictates how it's read and then the results that come from it. DEXA is a purely quantitative, where we're just taking measurements. Then those measurements are mapped against kind of large case study demographics of average populations of people who are the same sex, same age, so that we can figure out if you are maybe osteoporotic or not, and then therefore need treatment. Another one would be echocardiography. A lot of people don't realize that Bonner General does have echocardiography. And really what that is in a nutshell is just an ultrasound of your heart. But it's a very functional test. It's not just looking at the anatomy and structure of it, but it's actually looking at the physiology. You're actually looking at the injection fractions, how much pressure that the heart is actually using to push the blood throughout your system.
Gotcha. I have actually read a little wellness piece just on my phone recently about ladies who are getting DEXA scans done, and they have kind of specific gyms for these ladies who are like in their 50s, 60s who have gotten low density reports on their DEXA scan, which is, I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I know that BGH has cash pay options for CT and MRI. Can you please explain what that means for patients?
Yeah. This is a really big deal. We have a very large changing demographic. This is everywhere in the country, but we're certainly feeling it here, where insurers over the last 20 years or so have really pushed cost sharing. And cost sharing to the consumer means high deductible plans where patients are having to foot more of that upfront cost in their care, which if you don't have a lot going on can sometimes work very well. But when you need to get an MRI or a CT, typically that amount isn't going to even hit the threshold on your high deductible plan. Therefore, you're going to be paying essentially all of that out of pocket. So with this growing group of consumers, there's a question on whether or not in given circumstances it would be better to use your insurance or to decide to pay cash. And with us launching that gives that access to that choice to the consumer here in Sandpoint, which we hadn't had before. It's a wonderful service. The general idea is that, cost and access to care shouldn't prevent someone from getting needed medical care done. And having this option allows that to actually happen, because I think there's a lot of people who maybe are underinsured. That's kind of what I would refer to as a high deductible plan. And therefore, they're dissuaded from getting care because of that high upfront cost. So we want to reduce that.
Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about what's happening at BGH?
October has kind of become kind of a celebration of healthcare workers. And I'll give you a bunch of examples here. So Materials Management Week is in October. ER Nurses Day is in October. Food Service Workers Week is in October. Case Management Week is in October. Sterile Processing Week is in October. Respiratory Therapy Week is in October. Pharmacy Week is in October. Quality Management Week is in October. Medical Assistance Day, Health Education Week, Physical Therapy Month, and Breast Cancer Awareness are all in October. Wow. So there's a lot of just focus on kind of the dedication that our professionals give to this community and the great care that we provide.
Fantastic. What's the best way to show love to some of those nurses, doctors, healthcare professionals this month?
Probably one of the best ways is to reach out and give a kudos somehow. Those go a long way. They get back to the people that you're giving the kudos to, and they usually get broadcast throughout the organization in some manner so that we get to feel the positive impact that we have on our community.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time.
I appreciate it.
The Habitat for Humanity's very own ReStore in Sandpoint has been a long-time go-to source for new and used building supplies, furniture, appliances, electrical, plumbing, windows, doors, and so much more. Everything you need for all your home building and remodeling projects. Prices are 50% lower or more than most retail outlets. Stop by the ReStore in Sandpoint on Baldy Park Drive next to Miller's Country Store. Visit them at iphfh.org. Gather your friends and plan to celebrate Oktoberfest in downtown Priest River on Saturday, October 4th from noon to 5 p.m. There'll be plenty of live music, beer, and food vendors. Try your hand at hammerschlagen, keg curling, arm wrestling, or the beer stein holding competition. Beers this year from Timbertown Beer Company, McDuff's, Popeye's Lounge, Matchwood, 74 Main Public House, High Country Cider, and the Falls Inn. All in historic downtown Priest River. See you at Oktoberfest Saturday, October 4th.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their award-winning tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Find the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief today for a free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at Wounded Warrior Project.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI.
We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time. The sun can shine every day.
Welcome back to Live Local Radio on 97.1. A quick reminder, the show will also be rebroadcast Saturday afternoon right here on 97.1. Joining me now is John Stoltz, co-owner of Wheels and Waves. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
Let's start with the big news. You've got a grand opening happening this Saturday. What can people expect if they come by?
If they come by, we're going to have we're going to pull pork sandwiches, so we're going to feed them. So 12 to 4, we're going to have food. There's going to be some music. We're going to have prizes. So, you can enter to win a drawing, and hopefully just everybody comes by and sees what we got to offer. So,
and what's the address on that?
It's 43 Algoma Place in Sagal. So we're right off Highway 95 in Sagal, Idaho.
Fantastic. And can people find information on social media, on your website, any of that?
Yeah, they should be able to find it on ours. We've got social media advertising both on Facebook and Instagram. And then we've also got on the website as well.
So I'm seeing that you're a Sandpoint native with 3 decades in the auto industry.
Yeah.
And people probably know you from Pierce Auto Sales.
Yeah.
You've been voted Best of Bonner County's favorite auto salesman for 10 years running. That's really impressive. So what made you decide to branch out and launch Wheels and Waves?
Well, we started out, we've been doing boat rentals about the last 11 years. So we're in Dover Bay with Barracuda Boat Rentals. And it just kind of naturally wrapped around into branching out and going into marine sales and service. And we've also got a cars available and power products available too. So it just kind of was a natural thing to kind of to make the move to be a marine dealer, just because I needed the service for my own boats that are part of the rental fleet for that we have in Dover Bay.
Yeah. So you're kind of encompassing all parts of the North Idaho lifestyle there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so for those who know your family's Barracuda or Barracuda boat rentals at Dover Bay, this really feels like a natural next step. So how do you see this next chapter with your business kind of integrating into the community?
Well, we already are community sponsors for a lot of different things. I mean, we're doing something for the food bank this year, and we've did the cancer benefit that they had at the barbecue place here in town. So it's just kind of a natural thing to actually, I've always wanted to take part in the community with the rodeo, the fair. There's just a lot of things from Pierce Auto Center that we did out there that, I mean, we're going to continue to do. So, I don't know.
Yeah. So, as far as North Idaho memories, what would you say was kind of your favorite part of growing up here and being from the area?
Well, I mean, being in the area, you got the lake. So Lake Ponderay has been an amazing part. I mean, Springy Point was where I went to it for the beach when I was a kid. It was 2 miles from our house. We'd ride our bicycles down Lakeshore Drive to Springy Point almost every summer day. So, I mean, the lake's been a big part, but the mountains, I mean, I fish and hunt as well, so I like the outdoors. So, I mean, this is just a great spot to be, and I mean, that's where I like being involved with the lake and the business all kind of going together, because that's been a big part of my life.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like to see just that natural next step that a lot of the business owners are taking in this community, from really being in that service mindset and being that friendly face for people to stepping into ownership. I feel like that really promotes just such a wonderful kind of camaraderie and builds really good faith in the community, just showing that people can take that natural next step into that leadership and to kind of be that go-to guy and that friendly face for people.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of exciting. I mean, it's actually somewhat a little bit terrifying sometimes, yeah. but it's exciting too with everything that we've had going on. I mean, just building from the ground up on the dealership standpoint to have a marine dealership, it's just what it takes to actually get there is kind of overwhelming. But it's kind of one of those things every day you just got to put your foot forward and just kind of keep going with it.
Yeah, it's that one foot in the dark and kind of take the next natural step until you can see the next step.
Yeah, no, yeah. Definitely. I mean, it's actually one thing, and every day there's something else that I'm learning, which is kind of one of the things that's kind of exciting about it is every day there's something new to be involved in, and that's what's kind of made it exciting to keep going forward.
So what does your team structure look like so far? Is it you and who else is in operations, how's that work?
It's me and my wife,
okay,
and my sister-in-law. Tangie Ferguson, she's been answering the phone and does our books and stuff for us.
Amazing.
And takes care of a lot of the ins and outs of day-to-day stuff over the phone. And then I've got some helpers in there. So I've got like Clayton Loud. He's been involved with Mountain Mafia. And since he was a young kid and has just kind of jumped in to help out in all kinds of different aspects of the business. And then his sister as well. So
it's a really, it's truly a family business on, you know, a few aspects there.
Yeah, family business. I mean, I had Hannah Loud too when we were open at the lake, and she's actually working for me in the afternoons too. So, and James Tibbetts. So it's all local people that are out there.
Amazing.
So, and we're aspiring to actually, you know, keep growing. So as things transpire and things happen, we're going to keep moving forward and keep trying to grow the business, and who knows where it's all going to lead. So, I mean, when spring comes, we're going to have Aloha pontoons, which we use in our rental fleet, but we're going to have brand new boats available for sale.
Wow.
So, and also Edge Duck boats and Pud Pro trailers are actually made here locally, and they're available for sale out there.
Very cool.
So.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's inspiring on many fronts there. I really love to see, again, local people supporting locals, building up that economy. It's crucial. Job market here can be a little bit tough, so it's nice to kind of keep it going for people who are around here already. And once again, where exactly are you located? Could you tell our audience?
Located at 43 Algoma Place. So originally it was the Clyde's Towing Building back in the day when I was a young kid. So there's been actually a a revamp on the building by Ray Pex, the current owner on the building that I lease from. And so 43 Algoma Place, Sagal, Idaho, just right off Highway 95.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being here today, and congratulations on your grand opening, and good luck this Saturday. It sounds like a great great event for the entire community.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body. Consistently voted the best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, no charge estimates, and advice is just good customer service. Remember, Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint, Ponderay, and now in Bonner's Ferry.
The Rusty Trunk in Ponderay is having a growth spurt. We opened the door to the back room and invited more fabulous vendors and their treasures to our vintage family. Come shop early for the holidays with our busting out of the seams sales and welcome our newbies. The Rusty Trunk, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Main Street in Bonner's Ferry, and Kootenai Cutoff in Ponderay. Come discover your new favorite place to shop, the Rusty Trunk.
Come on.
Just try it.
Just one hit.
It's about more than just saying no. It's about saying yes.
Yes to connection.
Yes to adventure.
Yes to courage.
To trying something hard.
To doing something real.
To falling and trying again.
Yes to something better.
Say no to substance abuse and say yes to your life.
Every food you love is good food. And the foods we love, they're all a little different. At Yolks, we believe food is meant to be made just the way you like it. So whether it's filling you up, or giving you comfort, or trying something new, it's all good if you're making something you love. Whatever you're into, we've got you at Yolks Fresh Market.
This is Justin Dick, owner of 113 Main, inviting you to try our newest fall flavors. Our team is working hard on new menu items to warm you up as the temperature drops. We need your feedback. Try our daily lunch, dinner, and drink creations to help us craft a seasonal, local menu to keep you comfortable and cozy throughout the fall. Check out our website at 113mainsandpoint.com or call us at 208-946-5309.
Lace up your shoes and join NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, for NAMI Walks Far North on Saturday, October 4th from 10 to noon at Matchwood Brewery in Sandpoint. Enjoy live music, coffee, resource tables, kid-friendly activities, and a chance to stand with your neighbors for mental health support right here in Bonner County. Just show up and join in. Every step fuels advocacy, education, and hope. Together, strong enough to lift each other. Visit NAMIWalks.org/Far North.
The new Coeur d'Alene Gun Show, sponsored by Lewis Clark Trader, is coming to the Kootenai County Fairgrounds this weekend. The Coeur d'Alene Gun Show features hundreds of tables full of guns, antiques, Native American artifacts, collectibles, coins, knives, art, and Old West items. Buy, sell, trade, or just browse around. Two big days, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3. Don't miss the Coeur d'Alene Gun Show at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds this weekend. Sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can easily find the right home insurance for you, even if it's not with Progressive. But if you don't choose us, then sure, okay, it's not going to work out. We're not going to cry about it or stay awake wondering what our future together would have looked like. We can't get emotionally invested, even if it sounds like we are. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer allows you to easily compare home insurance rates and coverages in one place, even if it's not with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. I love you. I shouldn't have said that.
Welcome back. Our final guest today is Jessie Vachon. She just started her new role at Sandpoint Area Seniors. And rumor has it, though she didn't do it, she promised to bring my dad some cookies.
Next time.
Next time. There we go. Jessie, welcome to the show.
Thank
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what is your new role at the Sandpoint Seniors?
I'm the operations manager now. We took the executive director position and broke it into two jobs. So there's the operation manager, I handle all the daily business type stuff. And then we are currently looking for a development director who will be more fundraising and kind of the face of SASE. And we have job description up on our website if anybody's interested in that.
Fantastic. So how are things going at the Senior Center?
I think they're going very well. We had a really good transition, I think, with me stepping in. I was there as the meal coordinator, so that was very, very smooth transition, I think. And we have wonderful guests every day I look forward to. And our meals are fantastic. So, yeah, it's been great.
Amazing. What's something that a lot of our listeners, my gosh, what's something that they might not know about the Senior Center?
Well, everybody is welcome for lunch. We have a program for if you're over 60, then it's a donation only. For you know, you get free lunch, and we suggest a $7 donation. And then everybody else, it's $10 for lunch, and anybody can come, and we welcome everybody. They need to make reservations usually by 9:30 that morning, but yeah, I think a lot of people probably don't know that.
that's great to know. So what are some of your kind of day-to-day activities looking like over there with your seniors?
We have lots of fun stuff going on, particularly right now. Every Monday we've got a bunco group that meets. Tuesdays it's bridge, Wednesdays it's pinochle. We have fit and fall proof classes twice a week. Those are Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3. That's a really good program to help keep your strength up as you age and helps with stability and that kind of thing. So great program. We have our art classes. They just started up again on Wednesdays. We have CJ Kovalchuk is our art instructor. And she's there at 12:30 to 2:30-ish and teaching watercolor right now, which looks like an amazing class.
Fun. Yeah.
And that will be every Wednesday for October. And we have an instructor that comes in and teaches felting once a month, which is really fun. They're going to be doing a pumpkin this year, which you can call and sign up for that. Let's see what else we have going on. This Saturday, Old Time Fiddlers are going to be there at 2 o'clock, which is a fun program. And we have bingo on October 25th from 1 to 3, and that's a monthly thing that we do. And then our big thing that's coming up on the 31st of October, we have our last breakfast of the year, and that starts at 8:30. And because it's Halloween, we have some fun stuff. We're going to be doing a costume contest with some prizes.
Love that.
And there's no school that day, so if people want to bring kids, that would be really fun. And they will, like I said, there will be prizes for that. And we would love it for people to dress up and come and hang out and have breakfast. So
that's wonderful. So I was going to ask you about your previous position with the Sandpoint Seniors, and how that compares to kind of your new one and that learning curve there, or what's been the most interesting part about that for you?
I think the entire thing has been interesting. There's a lot of intricacies. So I was the meal coordinator. So we have, 5 meal routes that we do. For home-delivered meals, and there's criteria for that, but we are signing people up all the time. We have a Sandpoint route and a Pondere route, and then we have people that come in and pick up frozen meals once a week, and we do deliveries out to Sagal once a week also. So there's a lot of coordinating with that.
Could imagine.
I think in August we sent out almost 900 home delivered meals. So it's a lot, and that's on top of our congregates, our in-house meals that we do. I don't know, stepping into the management position, we have a wonderful crew and they made it so easy. They're really great to work with. And I think that's probably been the easiest part, is just kind of switching over to that because of them.
Yeah, I've done a little bit of nonprofit work through a college program that I was in. And one of the programs kind of involved grant writing for different nonprofits around Missoula. And I was really amazed to see, we had a one specifically that focused on senior meal delivery.
Okay.
And the community impact that had was incredible because the social interaction element of also having that meal delivery is so important for seniors. It was one of those things that I had never really even considered until I was looking at their proposal, is the fact that you're obviously keeping people fed, you're keeping you know, their bellies full, but at the same time that's also a little bit of that spirit that you're kind of keeping alive with the community and with friendship. So
absolutely,
yeah, I think that's really special. Do you have any favorite memories from working for the senior center?
Well, it's fun every day, so I don't know that I have a favorite memory, but I really do enjoy working with all the different types of people that come through our doors every day. It's just such a wonderful mix, and most of them are very kind and very supportive, which is, you know, a little boost in your day when someone tells you you're doing a good job and they appreciate what you're doing. That's probably my favorite part.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's, I have a 91 year old grandfather, and just the level of presence that he has, that you get with these older folks who just have so much wisdom to share and just so much life in them, and their stories are fantastic. So it's great to have a gathering place to get all those people together and to kind of be able to just, enjoy their presence.
I agree. And there's been some wonderful, wonderful stories told at the center. I do really like that interaction. And being able to provide a place to create that community, I think is it's wonderful.
So, is there anything else that we can look forward to in the coming months?
We are going to have our Thanksgiving bingo, which is a big yearly thing that we do. That's going to be on November 8th. The doors open at 12 and bingo starts at 1. And there's going to be turkey and hams for the first prizes of each round. So that's going to be cool. And all additional winners will receive a gift prize of about $15. So there's going to be something for everyone. $25 for 4 cards and then $5 for each after that. There's going to be a 50-50 raffle. There's going to be basket raffle tickets and refreshments for sale also. So that, I think, is going to be great. I think a lot of people look forward to Turkey Bingo also.
Yeah. So I want to ask you, because those of you who don't know, I work at the Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce as their executive director. And we talk a lot. We do this monthly meeting, the executive directors do, about vision. I'm wondering what your vision is for your seniors for the next, maybe, let's go a year and maybe 5 years.
Well, I think I would like to keep things on track for this next year, because I'm still trying to figure things out. Learn something new every day about stuff. Oh, we do this, we do that, you know. Always adding services. I'm always looking for opportunities to enhance programs that we already have and then to maybe start new programs. We are looking for right now, this actually hopefully in the next year, outreach to Priest River for the home delivered meals. So we're looking for volunteers in that area. That's probably our biggest project that I'm working on right now. And that's something we have done in the past, and then because of lack of volunteers, it kind of fell apart. So we're trying to get that revamped. But anytime that I can add something to what we're already doing, I think is hopefully beneficial.
Yeah, actually, that segues into my next question. If folks want to get involved with the senior center, how would they go about doing that? Also, if they want to do any donations, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they can stop in. We're open from 8 to 3 o'clock Monday through Thursday, and then until noon on Fridays. We have volunteer applications, and it has a really good description of the type of volunteers that we're looking for. We have positions open for fill-in, drivers for our routes, spots in the kitchen, in the dining room. And in the summer, especially spring, we always need help keeping the grounds tidy. That's a big part of the volunteerism that we have. And as far as donations go, of course, they can always call and ask, but we take donations of medical equipment that's not fabric, walkers and that type of thing. And we have a I won't say rental program, but people can borrow things, walkers, wheelchairs, commodes, that type of thing for themselves. We have a lot of people who know they're having surgeries coming up and they'll come in and borrow that, or for their parents or whoever, which I think is a great service.
I was about to say, I didn't even realize that, because I know that, you know, a lot of folks, especially older folks going to surgery. I've had some grandparents go through surgery and go out and buy all this stuff. So yeah. That's a really fantastic program. I didn't realize that you had that.
It really is. And we have a pretty good inventory, which of course fluctuates, but we have a pretty good inventory. And it's very easy to come in to sign up for that.
Amazing.
It is. It's great. And it's very busy. We are every day we're lending out and taking in. So
yeah, because I've seen the prices of even crutches.
Oh, yeah, very expensive.
And, you know, again, if you're only needing something temporarily, that's a really wonderful way to do that. It's almost like a little, like a library of medical
equipment.
It is. It's
a library of medical equipment. Yeah. Yes, you can check out pretty much whatever you need. So
I'm going to pivot for a second, because I want to ask you, I love this time of year in Sandpoint, and I assume you probably might too.
Oh, yeah.
Most people who live here, like, all the seasons. I was wondering if you had a favorite fall time tradition.
Me personally?
Yeah.
Well, I love the changing colors and just even driving down the highway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to get in my looking at the colorful leaves changing, and anything revolving around Halloween or any type of fall decoration. You know, I love it all. Campfires and carving the pumpkins and, you know, decorating.
Pulling out all the stops. You know,
Yeah. It's my favorite time of year, honestly.
So do y'all decorate the senior center at all?
We do. Okay. We do. For every holiday, we're changing things up all the time.
Wonderful.
So,
yeah. And if some people don't know where you are located, would you mind telling us?
We are at 820 Main Street, right across from the church. That's right there by the four-way stop. Most people know where the four-way stop is at Sandpoint. Yeah.
Most people are not fond of the four-way stop, but you know where it's at. So it's a good landmark.
And that's how I direct people to the center also. We're a block away from the four-way stop.
Fantastic. Is there anything else you would want to tell us about the senior center?
Well, we did want to give a big shout out to Bowdoin Architecture and the co-op, because they donated quite a bit of meat that they purchased from the 4-H sale, which was really wonderful. We received a swine from Bowdoin Architecture, who's one of the children of the members there grew that
oh, wow.
pig. Yeah, which I thought was really, was really great. And then the co-op donated a steer and a pig also. And it is amazing how people are interested in that. When we put out on our menu that it's going to be 4-H meat, we have a huge turnout dining room.
Yeah, I bet.
And it's all wonderful, and we're grateful for those donations. So
amazing. Yeah, I've always been impressed about the just amount of generosity in our community, and those calls to action. The response is always really overwhelming. I'm just really proud to be in a place where people care so deeply.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, and it feels I don't know. the community spirit here is definitely contagious, and I bet you feel that a lot with your position.
I do, and you know, that's also one of my favorite parts, I would say. And we are going to be starting our kicking off our fall fundraising campaign on November 1st, so there's going to be more information that's going to be coming out about that. Speaking of generosity of our people,
do you do Live Give 7B at all?
We do.
Okay.
We do.
Amazing.
And we will be doing that in the spring. Is that?
Yeah.
When that kicks off. Yeah. So and I came in right at the end of that when started. So I know a little bit about it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wonderful. I think that will be a really great avenue for y'all.
I think it will be too. It worked out really well for us last year. People are very generous.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. I enjoyed this. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. So that's going to wrap up today's show. Thank you to all of our guests, Daniel Holland from BGH, John Stoltz from Wheels and Waves, and Jesse Vachon from Sandpoint Seniors. My dad, David Keyes, will be back next week. He better be. He said that. I'm reading his show notes, and he's adding his little commentary, and if he's listening, I see you. You're not funny. but until then, this is Olivia Casa reminding you to have a great week, unless you have other plans. Also, David Key's note. Goodbye and thank you. So have a good day.